Peggy Sellers, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your daily life. Most people know me as Peggy, but if you know me on a more formal level, you might call me Margaret, which is my legal name. I was named after my maternal grandmother, so that has significance of its own. I also have some other names used by people closer to me. One of my older brothers calls me Maggie Joe, while another one calls me Peggy Joy. I'm also known as Mom, or Mama, or Grandma, and to some I am Meemaw. My husband simply calls me Peg. Our names identify us. They are how we are known, and the more intimately we are known by someone, the more significant is the name. In the Old Testament book of Exodus chapter 3, we read about Moses and his encounter with God at the burning bush. Moses asked God a question. "Behold, I'm going to the sons of Israel, and I shall say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you.' Now they may say to me, 'What is his name?' What shall I say to them?" There God revealed his name to Moses. "I am who I say I am. And furthermore, you shall say, 'The Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you.' This is my name forever, and this is my memorial name to all generations." "I am" was God's personal name revealed to the Israelites. They wrote it YHWH and said it Yahweh or Jehovah with the same meaning. The self-reliant one who reveals himself. Often when we come to him, we call him Lord. And as we grow to know him more and more, God reveals even more of his names to us. We come to know him as our shepherd. We come to know him as our provider and our redeemer. And when we don't think it could be any better, he tells us to call him our Father, our Abba. When God sent his son to become flesh, he gave him several names. To Mary and Joseph, he said, "You shall call his name Jesus, for it is he who will save his people from their sins." And Matthew reminds his Jewish readers that Isaiah spoke of the coming Messiah, saying, "Behold, a virgin will be with child and bear a son, and she will call his name Emmanuel," which translated means God with us. In the book of Revelation, chapter 19, several other names for Jesus are revealed to John. Verse 11, "And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat upon it is called Faithful and True." And verse 16, "And on his robe and on his thigh he has a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords." We sing many songs about the name that is above all names, the name of Jesus. He tells us to ask the Father for what we need in his name. It is a name that is powerful, wonderful, and precious. There is an intimacy like no other when we come to our Father in the name of Jesus. Father in heaven, Almighty God, great I am, we hallow your name. We declare your name to the nations and exalt your name in all the earth. You are Lord, and there is no other. We praise the name of Jesus, our Savior and King. We thank you for revealing yourself to us, to drawing us into your presence, to making us your family. We pray that you would continue to make yourself known to us more and more in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is in his name that we come. Amen. The Daily Thread is a podcast of the Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.